that your word is the truth. Sanctify us with your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, church. I'm happy to be here and preach the word of God to you. As Elder Jackie said, I'm Reverend Jacob from Guinea-Conakry, who spent his 10 last years in Morocco. That's where I fell in love with Kenya. I met her there, and we came here, we got married, and then we went back in 2015. Now, I'm back again to settle here. I'm the new French minister who took over to Reverend Anani Ndwamungu, who is here, and I need your support. I'm a born-again Christian. My wife works in Nyeri. She's not here. She's working today. So, I was not supposed to be here today, but I'm here to preach to you about getting rid of fit of anger. I'm a Francophone, for those who do not know, so understand my English, please, and forgive me. You see, it's sometimes in our life, sometimes we meet a lot of things that make us angry. Several situations excite our anger and push us to get carried away. How can't I be angry when my employees do not work as they should? How not to be angry at one's children when enough effort has been made to educate them, and finally, that their photos are on Twitter under the hashtag Ifikie Wazazi, shaming the whole family. To tell the truth, things do not always happen as we wish in life. Disappointments, serious mistakes, insults, etc., are there to rot our daily lives. Getting angry is indeed easy enough, but getting out is another story. We give a lot of power to the other to make us angry. Why do we give so much power to the person or the event to freeze us in this state of anger? How to manage and express one's anger? What are the tools to dissolve the anger or to express it in the best possible way? Those are so much questions that one can ask about anger. But beside all these, we know that anger can have a negative impact in our lives. As a result, we can see the consequences that we can have when we are angry. Intense anger can lead us to say or do inappropriate things and experience regrets and remorse afterwards. It makes us lose the main goal of solving the problem we are facing. In addition, repeated anger causes significant stress to our body in many, and it may also long run affect our health. Anger can ultimately lead to acts of intimidation, like breaking walls or breaking objects in the house, or act of physical aggression, like pushing or hitting someone. Or anger also can have a result of verbal abuse consequences, which also can cost for the person who is in such anger, like he can be rejected by the society, He can even be sued sometime. Although we all feel angry, the event that sparked it vary from person to person. Therefore, there are people who tend to get angry for everything and for nothing. Such irritability becomes problematic since it does not help to resolve unsatisfactory situations. As a Christian, or as Christians, should we get angry or not? What does the Bible tell us about anger? Literally, the passage we just read in Ephesians 4:26 says, as it is written literally, it says, "Be angry, but do not sin." So that means there is an opportunity here to get angry. Biblically, text distinguish good anger from bad anger. Anger is a good feeling when it helps to protect oneself from aggression. When it says stop, for example, to our children who deviate from the right path, it is perfectly normal to become angry because it becomes the expression of an offense. But we must not sin by a spirit of revenge, by a deliberate decision to harm others in action or attitude or speech. The big concern in the Bible is the management of anger. It's not always about anger itself, but how we manage anger. You see, the fruit of the Spirit is not to feel angry, but to express it properly. The Bible does not necessarily condemn anger, but it denounces the anger character, the angry character, since it gives a way to not allow oneself to be dominated by anger. In the Bible, we have several expressions to talk about anger. There are three that we can see here, and even that we meet in this passage of Ephesians we read. The two main ones, which are Oge and Thumos, shed light on the two main types of possible anger, although there are some various. The first one generally means anger which is linked to emotion, the normal expression of injustice. That is the good anger. For example, the anger of Jesus in the face of lack of compassion in Mark chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. And also his anger in the face of hypocrisy, or I don't know if it is hypocrisy or hypocrisy. Understand it as it is. You can find it in Matthew chapter 23, verse 13 to 15. Or even his anger against religious exploiter in John chapter 2, verse 14 to 18. The wrath of God against the rebellion of men also. It is also the same anger that can push a parent to punish his child so that he changes his behavior. That kind of anger is not seen as a bad thing. Now, we have a second type of anger, which can be aggressive, where the person gets angry, sometimes furiously. That is to say that it is a bad anger. Most often, the word indicates the anger we need to avoid, the negative anger, by its ill-considered reactions. It is the case of King Herod, who, filled with rage, sends to kill the new Jewish born of Bethlehem in Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. Or the anger of the inhabitants of Nazareth, who are filled with rage against Jesus
in Luke chapter 4, verse 28.
How do we manage anger? Or how must we manage anger? The person who undergoes anger must set his limits. Some leave the place where they are, others cut down the link with the person who makes them angry, others take distance with the person or situation. They don't even talk to him. They say, okay, I'm leaving the place because I don't want to get angry. Everyone has his way of managing or dominating his anger. But what the Bible says, what the Bible teaches us. In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11, it is said, the fool gives free rein to his movement of anger. The sensible man retains his and calms them. The passage of Ephesians shows us how to get angry. It says, be angry, do not sin. The great worry with anger is that it can easily push us to sin. In fact, the human being is naturally led to sin when he is angry. Therefore, the Bible calls us to dominate over ourselves, especially when we are angry. When you are angry, first, you should not let the sun go down on your anger. That is the first way of managing one's anger. This sentence can be understood in two ways that can all be correct. We can understand it literally, or we can even go further and understand it symbolically. If the sunset marked the end, now let us see how we understand it literally. If the sunset marked the end of the period of daylight, among the Jews, it corresponded to the beginning of a new civil day. You see, in our culture, day starts in the morning. But in Jewish culture, day starts at sunset. The new day starts at sunset, not in the morning. That can be seen in Genesis. If you read it correctly, you can find in Genesis chapter 1, during the creation, it is said it was there was an evening and there was a morning. Not the opposite. It doesn't say there was a morning and there was an evening, but there was an evening, there was a morning. You can read it again to see it. That shows that us that a new day starts at sunset. We can find a lot of examples in the Bible, in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 32, and also in Mark chapter 1, verse 21 to 32, which show that the day, in this case of Sabbath, in Mark chapter 1, verse 21 to 32, ended in the evening. Since the day ended at sunset, the law required that certain things be done at that time. A garment taken as a pledge was to be returned to its owner at sunset. Exodus 22:26. It was at this time also that the wage earners had to be paid. In Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 15. The fact that the sunset marked the end of a day and the beginning of another day adds meaning to this exhortation. May the sun not set over your irritation or your anger. That means literally that your anger should not be seen again the following day. Do everything to finish with it before there is a new day. It is important to seek to calm our anger by seeking to make peace before anything else. That is the literal sense
Now the symbolical sense of do not let the sun.
You see, symbolically, the sunset marks the absence of sun, and therefore the absence of light. It marks the presence of darkness. Darkness in the Bible especially symbolizes the state of man astray away from God, who is light. But God comes to him in all his night. In the absence of the sun that brings the light of Christ, we are in darkness, and our anger is no longer related to good, because it begins to conceive and plan God condemnable acts that lead us straight to sin. This symbolic understanding of the absence of light in our lives while we are angry takes us away from God and brings us closer to the devil. Anger is the best time for the devil to use us as he pleases. We give access to the devil in our lives by uttering regrettable words in our anger. Therefore, some people, after getting angry, are forced to ask forgiveness for the words they uttered in their anger. It saddens the Holy Spirit who is in us. Then, the second teaching that this passage of Ephesians gives us about anger is that not to let no evil word come out of your mouth. Anger is often the time for us to unwrap. We try to make others feel what we feel by externalizing our suffering. This can lead us to sometimes say regrettable words. When we get angry, we must make a habit of stopping for a minute to look at situation from God's point of view. Notice that the Bible says that the sensible man calms his angry movement, as we saw it in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11. Calm down is therefore a biblical expression. Calm down when you are angry. Thomas Jefferson, the father of the United States Declaration of Independence, said, "When you are angry, count to 10 before you speak. If you are very angry, count to 100 before you speak." Amen. This passage we have just seen, so in the Ephesians, tells us that being angry to the point of sin comes naturally to us. It also tells us that Satan encourages the wrong tendency even beyond our human nature, and that we can control or manage anger with the help of the Holy Spirit. God does not say that we should try to completely stifle anger. In fact, the Bible shows that this passionate emotion can motivate us to appropriate action. The challenge is in controlling anger, which is accomplished through the overcoming process. You see, there was one time in the forest, an animal there who used to live there, and one day its friends saw him walking with just three legs instead of four. And they asked him, "What's wrong with you? Why are you walking with just three legs instead of four?" He said, "You see, now I've noticed that there are so many hunters in this area. So I'm learning to walk with three legs, so that one day
when I'm hit in one of my leg, I can walk easily with the three others. That means that we have to learn how to control our anger before even it comes, not when it is here, but before it, so that when we get angry, we know how to manage it. And we are not alone in that process, because God is with us. He will not let us go alone and forget about us. But he invites us to recognize our wound and to give it back to him with confidence that he is the one who will be able to heal our wound by his love. Grace must give way to bad words. Our word must be a word of grace to those who listen. They do not deserve it, but still they benefit from that grace. We act in this way because Christ paid dearly for our salvation by shedding his precious blood. May God accompany us in this struggle to fight against ourselves and against our anger. May God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we are human beings who sometimes forget that we are created in your image and that we must work and reflect your image on this earth. As Christians, sometimes we forget our role in this world. We forget that we are role models in this world, in our working places, everywhere we go, in our families. And we give way to anger that can come and struggle with us and even put us ashamed. Now, Lord, we can't fight that alone. We need you in our lives to help us in that fight so that we can overcome the anger when it is here and fight it and reflect your light everywhere we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.